intellectuals of the 9/11 truth movement. He's just written an article called Islamophobia, Neocon Zionist PR Campaign Bears Strange Fruit. We're going to discuss Islamophobia, false flags, resistance, and we're going to take your calls. The Beloved Community, Friday morning at 9 on KBOO.
You often hear us saying, thank you for donating to KBOO. But really, you are donating through KBOO. When you donate, you activate hundreds of threads that radiate out from the KBOO hub, that reach out into our web of communities. You activate the Obvious Core, which is our vast menu of programming, but each of those programs reaches an audience, and each of the people in the audience get to hear the message, a message that you helped pay for. That is a lot of people. You may not realize just how profound your donation really is, but the communities do, all of them, and they appreciate it. Invest in the future by supporting us on Kickstarter today. Go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter. This is the last day we have to make our goal of $20,000. Thank you for supporting KBOO in reaching that goal.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, March 7th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. Community, sanctuary, solidarity, and Kickstarter! It's another day in radio land, and Rome is still burning. Everybody who wanted capitalism to crumble, happy now? With new barbarism? Here's the thing. The dream was that we would tear it down, or it would tear itself apart, and we'd build a fresh socialist utopia on solid ground. But you cannot build anything on chaos, in darkness, and under the influence, so one nation under the influence, by which I mean all the lies we now have to choose from, and all the time we spend defending them. And there's the desperate need to counter literally despair and oppression and programming. And the way to avoid programming is face-to-face conversations, meetings. You know, people used to really worry about somebody, you know, being in whatever group they were in, whatever interest that they were pursuing, protesting, what have you. Where people would look around, would be able to suss out someone whose behavior told us exactly who they were and why they were listening. But you really can't do that online. All manner of conspiracy theories can carry one away on storm clouds, and you may not, you know, a lot of us never come back. I'm not dissing social media, but I am, I guess I would be, it was an attack on any kind of attempt to program human beings. And if we are so dependent on our devices, that would be the tell. That would be the tell. So that said, KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. First, a little bit of weather. We're going to be speaking today with Barrett Brown, an activist, a producer of extraordinary writings, thoughts, and someone courageous enough to go to prison for their beliefs. First, the weather here in Cascadia, slight chance of rain later in the day, and highs reaching up to the high 50s, around 59. And for tonight, rain, of course, lows around 43. And whatever the National Weather Service means by it, there's actually wind out towards the gorge, so hikers take note. But tomorrow, rain, highs around 58. And then finally, they get around to mentioning the wind gusting is up to 30 miles per hour. And tomorrow, Thursday night, showers are likely, lows around 44. And that's about it for your Cascadia weather. So, yeah, Barrett Brown, you have time to Google his name if you're not familiar with him. He would be among the stellar names in a movement of the resistance as it is in America today. The people who are walk around free right now do so because of the efforts of people like Barrett, and we have them to thank for our freedom. You know, go around, you see somebody, if you hear of an activist, let's say a tree sitter, because now you can't get arrested for that pretty much. There are laws in many states now where you can do lots of serious time for chaining yourself to pretty much anything. So that said, we have a lot to thank, so maybe we should go around telling them thank you for your service. Thank you for your service, Barrett, and please do call us so we can continue talking about tomorrow. Emerging from prison, Barrett had plenty of time to think. He is absolutely unrepentant. Good for you. And he spent his time developing the ultimate tool for citizen journalists. So, moving directly head on into the wind, if you like, Oregon law that allows shotguns and rifles, of course, to be sold to people who can prove that they are 18. But there's now a loss because many shops, as we hear the dominoes fall, of course, are asking those who would buy a long gun of any type to wait till they're 21. Perfectly reasonable request. Tyler Watson has a lawsuits which were filed against retailers in Jackson and Josephine counties. Both of his lawsuits ask a judge to put a stop to the retailers' new gun sale policies and award punitive damages because of the willful nature of the discrimination. Just not willful discrimination. You know, you can't bring little babies into strip clubs. You can't bring 15-year-olds into strip clubs, for that matter, for birthday present. There's lots of things that are age dependent. I think it would probably be more productive if you could just demonstrate via a short IQ test that you're actually smart enough to make decisions regarding firearms that benefit not just you but your whole community. How IQ test? Yes, absolutely. Maybe for voting too, but wow, that would get me in trouble if I said that. So I won't say it. Yesterday, the State Bureau of Labor and Industry said in their response to state legislative leaders that the Bureau would accept complaints from Oregonians who feel they've been discriminated against by the policies. Without... The Commissioner Brad Avakian said that state law currently only allows for age-related exemptions for alcohol and marijuana sales. And the Bureau will present a bill to add a similar age restriction for gun sales. That said, and Avakian also urged lawmakers to pass a ban on assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. More and more if business entities, private sector, many activists are beginning to realize that you don't have to. The NRA isn't going to, well, let's say, come to your house and blow out your front door with it and an assault rifle. No, that is probably not going to happen. But still, elected representatives do shake in their boots at the thought that they may have gone on the bad side of the NRA. They don't really have a good side unless it's training people how to use firearms responsibly. But that said, their presence in politics has not done us any favors, and it's really, maybe instead of the NRA gives some legislators a grade onto whether how well they do insofar as preventing anything that remotely suggests reining in of this torrent of guns that flows through American society. So while lawmakers pay attention to that, you know, they could get 99%. One guy, I think, in Louisiana, they got 95% complained because he'd voted a straight ticket for an NRA a written legislative bill of work, bills and so forth, that they have no business interfering. Although, coming in, we've got Alec out there doing the same thing and supporting the NRA, of course. That's all of that is said. How about higher age? At least it slows it down. It does not stem the tort. Right now, there are so many guns floating around in the United States that can be reckoned, and we could produce a number that is vaguely correct, but that number is really lowballing it to an extraordinary degree. And the Internet Research Agency is behind the shadowy nonprofit that meddled in the elections. This continues, and however much you don't want to hear about Russian meddling, it's there. There's proof of it, and the reason why you hear about this so much is people have to be exposed to this in order to know how to oppose this. So, special counsel, good old Robert Mueller, of course, as we all know, in this case in point, indicted 13 agents from the St. Petersburg based on broad issues of, it's based on what they have dredged up, and there's been a lot of dredging, even though it's not very deep. It's nonetheless any whiff of impropriety regarding elections in the U.S. is so dangerous right now. Many people think that it's possible that Trump will have a second term, and that after that there won't be presidential elections. He'll manage to come up with some sort of fake proof, I suppose, that elections are bad for the country, and following the example of Xi Jinping, he will probably eliminate term limits by generating chaos in the rest of the United States to such a degree that it's impossible to even hold an election. That said, that is one of the nerve crankers that's out there. Told you, trigger warnings. Watch out, we're going to talk about triggers. And so we're still waiting for an update on Reality Winners, the case, the woman who was an NSA contractor who passed on one document, which she actually photocopied and sent to the Intercept, which intercepted it. What else would they do? Put it out. So she is now being charged under the Espionage Act. Wow, you can be put away forever. And this is, if there ever was an example, that's it. And what we should know by now is that they're doing our homework for us. They're figuring out who's really bashing away at the ship of state right now. That if you're in prison under the Espionage Act, you know you've done something right. You may not understand how you got in prison, but and what the Espionage Act actually is, but nonetheless, just the fact that someone has gone to prison because of their actions, so what their conscience. These are acts of conscience. We have people in prison. We have people we call political prisoners, which of course they are, but they are there because their conscience would not allow them to sit day after day looking at the evidence of corruption and doing absolutely nothing about it. So that said, does it touch us in Oregon? Is this even important? Yes, it is. It's very important because we're beginning to be to. It was one hell of a ride that first year. This is the year that they start actually acting on some of this legislative business that they signed off on. This is going to be the year that Trump shows us what he's really made of. All of this, he's kind of made all of these different laws. He's constantly doing it. And in all probability, he won't remember from day to day what he's done. And when it begins to hit home, he'll wonder where he'll lash out. This is the world we live in.